lights were coming. I put on my turn signal, then the warning lights, just to be safe.
Again, it's changed, she said.
The wave of traffic washed around us. She sat and stared. Grandma, there are restaurants closer to home.
With good Jewish food. Keep going, Kindle.
I don't think she heard me. She looked back at the restaurant as we left.
So here's what we know so far. Jenny's grandmother seems to be really sick, and she's having chemotherapy. That's a common treatment for cancer, so that's probably what's wrong with her, and from Jenny's description, it seems like she may not have much longer to live. So why do you suppose Jenny's grandmother was so interested in that restaurant, which has apparently changed since the last time she was there? Here's what I think. I'm guessing that Jenny's grandmother just wants to ride around and take one last look at neighborhoods where she used to live and places she used to visit. Let's keep reading. We're near the top of page 109 where it says, "Keep going where?"
Keep going where?
Straight. I'll tell you.
I thought of the time she'd led my mother, starting and stopping all over town in search of a phantom bakery. Why had I agreed to this? We drove down to Broadway, then turned left. The neighborhood started making me nervous. I checked the gas, something I now remembered you were supposed to do before you left. I had a quarter tank. We turned up 30th.
Are you sure you know where we're going? I asked.
At the brick church there, make a right turn.
I turned. She stopped me a few doors down in front of a stucco house shedding paint. Two little black girls stared at us from behind a palm tree in the yard.
Grandma, are you lost? There's no stores on this block.
She was silent. Then she said,
Rachel lived here.
I gazed at the house. My middle name is Rachel.